I'm Adam.
And I'm Meg.
And we're going to watch Breaking Bad.
In reverse.
Breaking backwards? Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Breaking Backwards. Me and Meg are recording from our two closets. I have two needy dogs in the closet with me, and they are right at mic level. So if you hear some sniffs, some claws on the floor, just disregard.
I don't have any needy beings with me. I'm just kind of needy. So if you hear some sniffs on my end, that's just me. I don't know. I thought that was funny, but
no, because you cry a lot. It's one of your spontaneous cries.
I do cry a lot. Yes,
I cry a lot. I'm a good crier.
I feel like people are a lot more prone to crying lately.
Well, I mean, it's a stressful year.
It's been a hard year. It's halfway over, and it has been rough.
Yeah, a lot of events.
I don't know. It feels like it's not July. It feels like it's still April. But guess what? It's July.
Mm-hmm. Man, remember in our early episodes when we were just kind of like, this coronavirus thing's kind of annoying.
I hope it's a distant memory by the time we release this episode.
Yeah, it'll be weird listening to this because no one will remember that news story. But here we go.
All those companies are totally overreacting, and then
yeah, ugh, God, all those SJW companies. okay, well, we watched an episode of Breaking Bad that I will say I think is the first episode that legitimately suffered from watching the show backwards.
I agree. This one got me a little. I was a little like annoyed by it. I was like, I know this is counterintuitive to say, but especially in the beginning, I was like, yeah, I know all this happens. It was a little hard to see them set up something that having them set up where they're going to cook next just really did not tickle me the way the other things have.
Yeah. Like when I watched this for the first time, it was kind of cool because they cook a certain way for most of the other show. And so you're watching them having to set up again is okay. Interesting. It was it felt like when I was trying to put myself in your head, it felt like Patton Oswalt has a really good bit about why the Star Wars prequels are boring. It's because he's like, I don't give a shit where the stuff I love comes from. I just like the stuff that I love.
Yeah.
And he was making fun of he's like, think the Death Star's cool? Well, here's a scene where a guy's building it and everyone's just kind of looking at it. and so this reminded me of that. It just reminded me this felt like very much like a prequel of just like, you know, all the stuff that you're familiar with. Here's where it all came from. Jesse breaking up with Andrea. This is how it happened. You know how we're very familiar with the fact that they used fumigated homes? Here's how it happened.
I guess I hadn't realized, well, we can get into it, but I certainly didn't realize that Jesse ever like formally and kind of, we don't see the breakup, but ever formally broke up with Andrea and that like they were not actively in a relationship in any respects until this episode.
Yeah, they were fucking.
That's, but like up until this point, I thought that maybe he was just like a flighty romantic interest of his. Mm. And now I realize that like he formally broke up with her. And was trying to be a good guy by doing all of that. And that brings a new level of sadness, I think, to that. He's given up a lot for, and like in many respects, for cooking meth for Walt, and that's just too bad.
Well, meth's really good. I've never tried it, but if that many people like it, it must be awesome. So I get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, should we perhaps begin at the beginning?
Yeah, okay. I gotta run to my car and grab my jacket. 1 second.
I just have a heavy sweater in here, so I'm gonna get my heavy sweater.
No, where is it? It's on the floor. Okay, there's my jacket. Okay, great. Okay. I'm back in my closet. Great.
Okay, good, good, good.
Yeah. We open with the lawyer and Mike going into a jail.
Yes. I think I said this to you on the chat, but I was like, man, this jail seems like a real bummer. You can't spit or curse, two things I'm always doing. How would I would not fare well in prison, I think.
I think it's just in the visiting center you can't spit or curse.
I still think that's oppressive. I don't care. We're still Americans, right? Like we still have.
That's true,
liberties.
But I guess you're right. I don't know. Yeah, they're in there. Mike is presented as a paralegal to the front desk prison person, Darla.
I guess for me, I didn't realize a paralegal would ever be a retired old man. I thought that was like always a spry young woman. I don't know. That's showing my faults.
I don't know how paralegals work, because paralegal's not just like an office manager. Like, it's like the nurse of law, right?
That's true. Yeah, you can make a good living as a paralegal for sure.
So I think you owe several apologies right now, and I'll wait.
Okay, I'm sorry for showing my prejudice. I think my only experience of knowing paralegals has been women, so there is that. That's me just coming up with excuses.
When we were watching the episode, you were like, ha, shouldn't that be a broad? And I I was thrown off.
I kept saying, how are you going to call that guy toots? That's not right.
What, a paralegal without bazingas is like a cloud with no rain.
So very common, apparently.
Very something what you said. And it was out of character. And you also were doing a weird Rodney Dangerfield thing that I didn't appreciate.
Ooh, I kept adjusting my tie and going, like that.
Yep, that was you.
No respect.
It was you, and it was stupid. But so Mike, he's okay. So this is kind of like, he's visiting his guys that we hear a lot about. We know what happens to them. And he's just letting him know, like, hey, the old operation's done. So we your money's not coming in, but baby, just give me another week for rent.
Yeah. And the one jail man, the one prisoner is like, hey, with all due respect, you're full of shit, and I don't believe you. Frank's dead, and I'm just very skeptical here. And Mike just stares at him with his eyes and goes like, no, I'm good for it. We good? And I guess that's that, really. Like, he makes it clear that he's going to take care of these guys. Yeah.
No, he's like, and then they go to every other prison in New Mexico to talk to more people.
In one day?
And yeah, I think, because him and the lawyer in that other episode we saw where they go to Dave and Buster's.
Yes,
and
that
hang
one.
Out all day. they go to Dave and Buster's and hang. And this is clearly they're setting that up in this episode. So I kind of dogged on that scene in the episode when we watched it. But this sets it up. And so I shouldn't have dogged on it so much.
Well, they do this thing where they go, hey, it's actually Wednesday. Do you want to stop over at Dave & Buster's? It's half off games. And Mike said, only if we go right at 4:30, because I like Blue Moon and you can get a liter of Blue Moon for $4.50 because it's Dave & Buster's. And then his lawyer was like, that's a good idea. And Mike just goes, I love deals. And then they go, yeah. I remember. You remember, too.
If there's two things I like, it's Dave & Buster's deals and general deals. And I separate them. Don't ask me why. Okay, so jackets off. That's the end of the cold open.
Where are we now?
Walt is moving back into his home. So I don't know if you were aware of this, that he was previously not living at home.
I wasn't aware, and I had questions immediately, like, how did they explain that to Flynn?
He's like, dude, my parents are back together, bro. All my fucking praying. Dude, I've been praying every night. I've been not jerking off so that God will listen to me.
That's probably what it was. I mean, obviously you're not going to tell me, but it must have been a thing that his dad wasn't living with them for a while, right?
That's a real thing that I might cut this out. When I was a kid, I would, like, if I, like, really want, like, then I, like, believed in God, if I, like, really wanted something, I would, like, pray really hard for it, and then I wouldn't jerk off until I knew if it was going to come to pass or not. Because
Making sacrifices to God? Because
I knew, I was like, I thought if I jerked off, that voids the contract on God's part, because he doesn't like that. Yeah, so if I, like, really wanted something, like, I don't know, for school to be canceled for a snow day, or for to get a good grade or something, or for like a toy I wanted, I would pray really hard and then I wouldn't jerk off because that would cancel the prayer.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that sounds pretty, I don't want to say Wicca, but it sounds like you were committing some type of witchcraft in some way. Like you were offering you were denying yourself something in exchange for your request to be fulfilled. I think you were participating in some form of Satanism, to be fair. I mean, maybe not.
No, I was trying to do the opposite.
Maybe they all accept the same things. I'm not really sure.
I remember the snowstorm where I was like, they were like, school might be canceled, but it might not. And I was just laying in bed so horny. And I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it because then all the prayers don't count. If I ever run for Congress, this tape is what's going to take me down.
Well, I think you'd make a great congressman either way. And they've all sold their soul over.
Yeah, they've all done shit.
Yeah.
I feel like in this day and age, I could run.
Yeah.
Okay. So Skylar's like, she's like, hey, man, like, we turned your room into a game room. Like, I don't know if you can just move back in. Like, we put a pool table in there, man.
Yeah, like, don't you... Also, like, why didn't he run this path? There was, like, I felt like this episode, the theme of this episode was there wasn't a lot of good communication going on, basically on all characters' fronts.
We'll get to that last bit at the end, but yeah, for sure.
But this is an instance of that as well, because it's like, he respects his wife so little, he doesn't communicate with her.
I feel like this one makes more sense than the one we talk about at the end with Mike, because this is... I feel like it's also a flex. Like, he's kind of flexing, like, I'm the shit, I'm back, and eat it.
Well, he doesn't have that attitude about it, though. He's kind of just like, aren't you happy to see me? I don't know. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like he's being a very nice husband right now.
Yeah, I agree. He's not the best
person
or husband, which is well documented on our podcast, where if he just said... babe, I couldn't stand being away from those eyes for much longer.
I would like him... I think my favorite version of you assuming how Walt could make his wife feel more loved is when ever he goes, that's my wife, would you look at this, babe, or something like that.
He can't do that to her, though, so it's the one time that tactic doesn't work.
I would love it if a man did that to me.
At you! They're my wife!
God damn! I will go on. And then they took their glasses and went, wowza!
Yeah, that's...
If a man did that for me, I'd feel really appreciated.
You're right, and let me write that down in my little book of tricks, because I got a new one.
The other one was so full of wisdom from the other episodes we've done.
Yeah. And then we move on to the hottest portion of the episode.
A nonstop Bob Fest.
So it was Bob o'clock for, I don't know, 10 minutes.
It's always Bob somewhere.
It was lovely. And we got him be a little frustrated. We got to see him trying to sell. I was like, I'll buy, Bob. I'll buy what you're selling.
I thought that Walt was being a real negative Nancy throughout most of this, where he just was like, I don't like any of them, and here are my reasons why. But they were valid reasons, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, Jesse was being down on it, too.
Yeah, I guess Mike just didn't give a shit. I don't know.
Mike's like, I don't know, I just sell it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just the money guy. Yeah, they go to a bunch of places to try to figure out where they're going to start cooking meth out of. And they go to a box factory. They go to...
A tortilla factory.
And Jesse eats a tortilla, and that's funny. Because he's maxing out on his carbs right now.
Yeah, no, he's trying to bulk up.
He's trying to bulk. And you can tell he checked his macros that day, and he needed just a little bit more. And he thought, this is perfect. So, and then they go to the fumigation place, originally just going to use their office. And then Jesse's being kind of negative there. He's like, nah, this wouldn't work, this wouldn't work. And that's when Walt's like, it's perfect.
Yes, you're right. I feel like Walt set Jesse up there to be a negative Nancy, though. So, because it's like, don't you see everything that's wrong? So off the bat, Jesse's like, let me, I want to have one. I claim one dibs. This one won't work. And then we see them in a car watching the Vavanos pest people setting up to tent a house. And that's where we see Todd for the first time, which I have to imagine is, yes, as you said, the first on-screen appearance of Todd.
So you'll never see Jesse Plemons again.
That's okay. I mean, like that. Oh, that is weird to think about, actually, that we have a lot more show and very little Jesse Plemons. And it's, he was very instrumental in the end of the show.
Yeah, that's a weird thing about where, sometimes characters, you'll be like, it's sometimes it's hard to tell if it's their first episode because you're just like, oh, yeah, they stopped showing up. Because, like, I mean, it was funny how you knew it was, it was Bill Burr's last appearance when he was in that car. And you're just like, what? Bill Burr? Oh, I guess we never see him again.
Yeah, I do bring that up a lot, that Bill Burr got less of a rep than Huell, who we still don't know what happened to Huell, but we just trust everything was okay. But Bill Burr seems like he's a big deal, but he's really just, I guess, some plucky comic relief that they dress up cute from time to time. It's a little weird, that's all. Yeah. And he gets no rap whatsoever.
That is true. Yeah, you kind of hit the nail right in the head with every other thing you're going to see him do. So no point in hiding that. But yeah, they do the pest stuff. And then it cuts to, Badger and Skinny Pete in the music shop. And Skinny Pete's really good at piano in real life, too.
Yeah, that was cool. I didn't realize that man's name was Skinny Pete. That sounds like something you'd find in that's like an old miner in Tombstone, Arizona. It's like, I'm Skinny Pete.
Yeah. How did I spoil? Did you not know his name at all?
No, I just thought he was like a strung out meth head.
Son of a bitch. You're supposed to find these things organically. I fucked up.
I feel like I don't even know that they've said the name Badger before, but I just knew that was Mad
Jones. Damn it, Adam! Son of a bitch!
They should, if we're talking about spinoffs, why don't Badger and Skinny Pete have their own spinoff?
I've heard that brought up. That would be fucking awesome. They talk to this guy who has more than 5 lines. I counted, even though he's on the IMDb as salesman. So we will not be talking about Mr.
Why are we even talking about him now?
We're not going to talk about Mr. Alex Knight.
I hope you bleep that out later. I hope you put an audible bleep over his name.
Mr.
Beep.
Beep. We will not speak of. Everyone else we will talk about. But sorry, dude. You got paid too much.
Yeah.
Dude, go spend that fucking money.
So, we see the salesperson kind of give, them a shifty because he kind of is a jerk. He's like, I'm going to need a bunch of forms of ID if you're putting these on layaway. And I was like, way to, kind of categorize or classify your customer, man. You didn't have to be a jerk about it.
He gets people in there all the time, though, trying to buy shit and then going, what? Oh, it costs money?
Well, in this one instance, I don't know the right way to put it, but in this one instance, it didn't work out for him. And I think he should also come on this podcast to apologize for
that. Well, he's not welcome on this podcast. That's for damn sure. And also, he got that sweet, sweet commission still. So that's good.
Yeah.
Especially if that's the majority of his check, which I don't think's a good idea, but you can possibly make more money with a payment model that way. So it's a real mixed bag. But yeah, he got that commish in cash.
In cash, right then and there? Wow.
He pocketed it.
Well, that doesn't seem legal.
Nah, he just went, one for the store, one for me. One for the store.
Wow, that seems like he's going to get fired, definitely.
You don't do it as loudly as I just did. I have fallen into that trap before. You do get fired.
I had somebody kind of do that at a job I was working at, and they got, in trouble with the cops.
It is stealing.
Yes, I guess they didn't so much do commission, but just blatantly steal from the store Then they quit, and then the store asked them to come in for an exit interview. And for some reason, they agreed to do it. And then the cops, like, shook them down because they, like, there was security footage of them just taking products from the store. So, anyways.
I got the cops calling me for shoplifting one time when I didn't shoplift.
Oh, that must have been really scary.
It was just like, because I'd gone in and out of the store twice, and they were looking at footage of me going into the store with nothing and saying, like, look, you came in with nothing, but I'd gone back into my car to grab something to return.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah. And so then they were just like, you stole that. And then I had to, like, sit and talk to a cop for, like, an hour and be like, I don't know, man. I didn't steal anything.
I don't understand how they were confused about that, though.
Okay, I'll get into the weeds on this. The year was 2009. The president was a newly elected Barack Obama.
A lovely time.
A lovely time, very different. They had released, at the time, not in the world, but in Adam's world, Beatlemania had just hit. And they had just released all their albums remastered on compact disc.
Okay.
And I bought physical CDs at the time. I don't really do that anymore, but different time. And so I wanted to buy the Beatles collection, and I went to one Best Buy, and they didn't have the box set, and I love a fucking box set, bro.
Well,
It looks good, and it's also a storage solution. Get on my level. Yeah. But I just bought all the albums that they had there, and then I went across town to a different Best Buy. They had the box. Mm. And so I was like, oh, let me return all this shit and just buy that. Mm. And so I went back to my car, grabbed those, and returned it. And what they thought I did was they thought I'd gone to a Best Buy, bought a bunch of shit, taken the receipt to another Best Buy, grabbed that shit off the shelf, and then, like, pretended to have bought it elsewhere and return it there.
But you didn't do that.
Yeah, I didn't do that. And so, yeah. So,
well, I'm like, glad it got sorted out.
I guess it wasn't shoplifting. They were like, I got the cops called on me for trying to be, like, fraud? I don't know. And the piece of shit customer service guy, the guy who I originally went up to and was like, I would like to return these, please. When they were waiting on the cops, he was like, so tell me, man, did you do it? Did you do it? And I was like, we're not friends. Like, what are you? Go away.
Yeah.
I used to work at a Best Buy.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. For like 4 months in high school.
Was it, what section?
Cashier.
Oh, okay.
And one time I had a man, the customer service desk. This was 2008. President Bush's year. And I had to man the customer service desk, and I didn't know anything. And HDMI cords were a newer thing. And a guy called asking questions about him. And I literally said, HDMI cord, so what is that? And he's like, do you seriously work at Best Buy? And I was like, I do. But I don't know where to go from here.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That makes me laugh heartily. I never got the pleasure of working at a Best Buy. I worked at a Blockbuster, and then I just worked at my school, and I couldn't steal anything from them, and I never had the inclination to. So
you quit working at Blockbuster with that kind of job security? Oh, shots fired at Blockbuster.
Yeah. So they get their stuff. They get the,
Yeah, this podcast is about Breaking Bad. Okay.
Yeah, should we get back to Breaking Bad?
Yeah, you're
right. They get the materials from the I guess you call them roadie carts. I don't know exactly, roadie storage, like amp.
Yeah, you put your sound equipment, you put your axe in there.
And
put your bass, and your drums, and those are the makings of a band. I don't know why I just listed all those out, and a microphone or two. And an amp. And your picks.
Yes. Well, the picks are the most important part. Because those, yeah, if you forget a pick, need a lot of space for picks.
You got to cancel the show.
So then, okay, I'm sorry. I've swam today, and I'm a tired little baby.
I'm a tired boy, too. Yeah. Megan and I are tired, okay?
We're
and that's just going to be a reality. Do not leave us a one-star review and write they were tired. I'll be so... I know last week we were both a little goofy, and I haven't listened to it back, but I'm sure it was fun. It might have been a disaster. I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see. I'll find out in about a week and a half when I actually take a gander at that. But this week we're a little tired. It's going to be a little more mellow, and you're just going to have to fucking deal with that, okay?
Okay. It's good that we put the listener in their place proactively.
Proactively about 25 minutes into the show. But
yes.
Still.
Yes.
And if you're one of those people, when I look at the analytics and it says, like, average drop-off time 20 minutes into the podcast, you're one of those people who stops listening, and I know you're listening now. Fuck you.
Is that also, what we're seeing?
I saw that in, like, the first episode a couple times. I don't know. Whatever. It's all weird. We don't have enough of a sample size. There's 14 of you guys. Okay. this is going to be funny later when we're, like, Madison Square Garden presents a live recording of Breaking Backwards, and we'll be like, oh, man, we used to have so few.
Yeah.
But now look at it. So we're back to the Beatles. Right now,
yes.
we're in Hamburg, Germany, just, like, hitting pavement and playing shows in little clubs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're the beginning of the Beatles anthology. That's us right now.
Yes.
We're not Sgt. Pepper's yet, but we'll fucking get there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, wait, what happens next,
though? Okay, so next, I don't think we talked about this earlier, but one reason Saul knows the pest people is because what they do is they steal from the houses they pest from.
That's true.
And so they have a little thing where Mike kind of dresses them down and is like, yeah, no, these two, they're yes, sir, and no, sir. And he explains, like, the deal, they can't steal anymore, and they're not supposed to talk to Walt and Jesse. And, yeah. Oh, fuck. Mm. Before that is when Jesse and Walt are going over the tank plans at his house.
Oh, yeah. And then that's when we see Andrea and Brock come in, because it seemed like Jesse was actually being super business-minded and proactive about finding solutions, and that was something I hadn't really seen him do before.
You saw him come up with the train plan.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So I guess that I take that back. That was my bad. But I will say that he's a completely different character now to me.
I think you owe another apology to the paralegals out there.
Paralegals, I'm sorry. I forgot about the tank plan that Jesse so aptly came up with. I was just not used to him coming up with so many good plans, and that one slipped my mind. Mm-hmm. But you're right.
If you're listening right now, and you got a paralegal next to you, just tell him I'm sorry. Don't tell him why. But apologize to a paralegal today, and that's our challenge to you this week. Yeah. So Jesse's coming up with that, and then they kind of hide the plans once. Andrea walks in.
With her son, Brocky.
I almost said once his boo walked in.
Once his boo?
Once his boo got in there with her son, Brock. And you know how Walt and Brock maybe have a little bit, like, Brock doesn't know it, but Walt poisoned Brock?
Yeah, I know about
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm trying to remember. I was like, yeah, you know that. Yeah, of
course
you would.
Yeah, it's come up a few times. And it seems as though Brock is just like, who is this weird old man? And every time he just kind of side-eyes this guy. I've never heard the kid talk except for one time when he asked for, like, yogurt and cheese in his lunchbox or whatever. I've never heard him say anything. I will amend my previous statement. I didn't realize. I in the past episode, I said, Jesse doesn't seem like the type to just go start dating a single mom with a kid. Apparently, that's what he was doing.
It's exactly what he was doing, yeah.
I thought maybe that was his actual kid or something. Or at some point, I thought Andrea was related to him. So
that's okay. That's the fun of what we do here.
That is true. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
that's why I can't be like a, no, idiot, it's not his kid. I have to be like, maybe it is.
Thank you for being such a gracious co-host.
Thank you, and I apologize to any paralegals. Okay, so, after that, we get a fun scene between Smoking Lady and On the Phone Lady.
But don't we see them actually do a tenting first?
I think that might come right after this.
Okay, well, it was quite the treat to see Smoking Lady and On the Phone Lady interact this time, because I got to see Smoking Lady surprise someone with her smoking, which I was just like, yay, call her out for her smoking. I need more information on this.
See, that always rubs me the wrong way because it's like, dude, she's on the bill sheet as smoking lady. Like, you know it. You know what she does on the phone, lady. It's where your phone at?
Yeah, where your phone at? The call sheet says smoking lady, on the phone lady, both call times, 7:30 a.m. You're supposed to be in there for hair and makeup.
Yeah, so that was fun. But what do they fucking talk about? I don't know. She's just like, yeah, dude, fuck, I'm watching The Americans, and it's really good. You should check it out, sister.
And also, she's talking about how Hank gets to go back to work.
Right, that was mostly what she's talking about. But she was really excited to talk about The Americans.
Yeah,
the show I've never watched. I don't know why that's the one I picked.
Is Carrie Russell in that?
Yeah, Carrie Russell's in that, I think.
Yeah.
And then
wanted to talk about Carrie Russell, sure.
And then she's in that Star Wars movie that you and I saw where they don't use her face.
Carrie Russell's in Star Wars?
The Rise of Skywalker, the one you and I saw. She's in it. She's wearing a helmet the whole time, though.
I put that movie completely out of my mind. That's funny.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't good. But,
oh,
yeah.
Was she like the girlfriend of Poe?
Yeah, she was the girlfriend of Poe.
Okay, there we are. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why I didn't realize.
This dog is like constantly licking my hand, and I'm worried that it's just, that's the while you're talking, you're just going to hear.
They're going to think I'm licking the mic. On the phone lady was being kind of terrible to the people washing her car because she's like, you're going to leave streaks. And it was like, lady, please don't be like that.
Yeah, not one for the working class. She is not. She was wearing her lab coat again. What the hell does she do, Meg?
I mean, you've told me she's not a dentist. You told me she's not a pediatrician.
Yeah.
Is she, where do, does she make, and she's not an eye doctor?
Mm-mm. I know exactly what she does.
This drives me nuts. where else would they use lab coats?
It's mentioned exactly one time, I think, in an early season.
I try to think, and she doesn't make eyeglasses.
She doesn't make shoes either. She's not a cobbler.
Not a cobbler? They use a cobbler. Lab coats for that.
I know they usually wear lab coats.
And she doesn't work the hearing aid section at a Costco?
Nope, she doesn't do that either.
Damn it.
She's also not a mechanic. I know she looks it.
Well, she's always talking. She always has fucked up hands. And
yeah,
she's got
she always has a really big wrench.
Yeah. Okay, well, those are all my guesses for this week's installment of What Is On The Phone
What
Lady
Does Marie Do?
Yeah.
If you're out there and you want to make a theme song for our ongoing segment, What's Marie Do?
What's Marie's job?
I will definitely slot it in.
Yeah. So then Skylar goes to start smoking because she's smoking lady. Mm-hmm. And
she looks good doing it.
Yeah, but she's like really stressed out because they start talking about what the plans are for Walt's birthday,
and we all know how that turns out.
Yeah, it's not great. Marie is all like, "What do you mean you're not gonna go and get a bouncy house and throw a big fucking party for his 51st birthday?" Like, he got cancer a year ago, and now it's his birthday. You got to throw a big party, which seems like a lot of pressure to put on smoking lady out of
also
nowhere.
Once again, 51st birthday, not important.
Yeah.
No,
most birthdays I've realized only really call for a birthday dinner with friends, if that. On the phone lady needs to slow her roll.
She needs to slow the fuck down. She needs to go back to work at the
is it a nail salon?
It's not.
Why can't you? Does she do people's skin? Is she like an esthetician?
Uh-uh.
Oh, god damn it.
She's not. Okay, but she... Yeah, then...
Is she a foot doctor?
No. And then Skylar does the Meisner exercise we've seen before in the show, where you say the same line over and over again with different affect.
Is that what the Meisner exercise is?
Yeah, I brought it up a few episodes ago where Walt goes, I'm out. But she goes, Shut up! Hey, shut up! Shut up.
It was mostly instigated by the smoking. So I have like high hopes that maybe we're going to see the origin of smoking lady beginning to smoke pretty soon.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
This scene sat funny with me, maybe because I was so pleased that someone was like, what, you're smoking? I was like, what is this scene? And that I found it funny, and I know it wasn't supposed to be funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Skylar's still pretty upset from that first scene, and obviously she's noodling on some stuff, which we'll see next episode, which we've already watched.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think, reiterate here, Anna Gunn does such a good job of, like, being this lady who's falling apart and trying to keep it together at the same time that, like, I really do believe her in every sense, like, even her posture, that she's, like, feeling weak. Do you know what I mean?
I would maybe go so far. She might be, like, I think, like, pound for pound, the literal best at acting on the show.
Mm.
I know everyone loves Bryan Cranston so much, and I think he's very good, but I think Anna Gunn just fucking crushes it. Because Bryan Cranston just kind of just, especially in these seasons, I guess in some earlier seasons, a little better when he has to hide his, like, evil a little bit more, which we'll get to. She's so fucking good.
Yeah, I agree. I think she did a fantastic job, like, mm-hmm. having a meltdown. She's just mm-hmm. doing, like, she's, it seems like she's on the brink of a full-blown, like, disassociative experience always, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it seems like she's constantly struggling to stay in her own head.
And you've seen her be a little bit of, like, when she's not like that in the flashback in the Ozymandias episode, when you see them, like, she's just, like, selling shit on eBay.
Yeah.
This fucking dog is, like, licking my hand and biting it. I'm in a closet that I'm not normally in, and she's not used to it. This dog also has three legs.
Oh.
Listener, I don't know if you're aware of that. She is a rescue.
Is that Sophie?
No, Sophie has all the legs, and she's not a rescue.
Oh, okay.
She's over there. This one's Gracie. She's adorable, but god damn it. She does not understand that we're recording a podcast. I know they didn't have them at the rescue shelter, but we have them now. Podcasts. Didn't you listen to that New York Times podcast, The Dogly? Didn't you listen to that? That was, oh man, sorry. Let me think about podcast dog puns all episode.
So let's see. What happens next? Oh, so then do we see them do a full cook at the house for the first time?
Yeah, then we see them do a whole cook, and then the dog in the house is listening to This American Bark.
Oh,
and I'm done. Probably one more later. Okay. And and they do a cook, and then they, like, have some brewskis.
Yeah.
Oh, Todd has a small little bit where he says, like, hey, there's a nanny cam in there, and I turned it off.
Yeah.
I'm a good boy, and I'll always be a good boy for you.
He seems... It's kind of odd to me. So this is Todd's first episode. You can confirm that to me,
yeah,
right?
Can confirm. We'll never see Todd again on this podcast.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they're just like, here's this guy. He works in this capacity, and he's very loyal to Walt up until a point. And also, he's a fucking sociopath. Mm-hmm. That's a lot for this character, in my opinion. They, like, just introduced the sociopath in the last mm-hmm. season that, like, takes souvenirs from his fucking victims like he's Voldemort or something. And I don't know, man. It's just like, what are the odds that the guy who tents houses is also a fucking creep? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm talking about the Drew Sharp thing. But anyhow, I just...
Yeah, it's good. I think Jesse Plemons did a good job, especially, like, that's hard. Like,
I hear you. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm just confused. Like, it seems like the last few episodes, so much has happened in terms of setting that seems important to the finale that, like, I'm surprised it all happened so close to the finale. That's all.
I think that all the time, too. But I will say, when watching it in the first time I watched it, like, every week and on any subsequent rewatch, it didn't feel that way.
Okay.
Like, it all felt very organic and very, like, damn. Like, it just feels like a magic trick. Like, how can you introduce this guy this late in the show and, like, him still be, like, that I still, like, wanted to watch him die at the end?
Yeah.
And not because, like, I think he's annoying, like, because I'm like, Jesus. I'll spoil this. He shows up in, you know, the El Camino, which we haven't watched?
Yes.
He shows up in a flashback in that, and it's my favorite part of the movie.
Really?
We'll probably do that at the very, very end of this as, like, a little epilogue.
Okay.
Everyone always asks me, they're like, oh, I think we talked about this in the first episode, why I didn't want to start with El Camino, just because, I don't know, it's a different thing. We'll find out.
Yeah, people ask me that too. Like, did you start with El Camino? And I said no, because my co-host said that it's its own compartmentalized story, and I don't need to see it. And I trust him.
I've gone back and forth, yeah, because they do have like flashbacks to different characters throughout the show, and it would have kind of been fun for you to see those and then be like, oh, from El Camino. Oh, from El Camino. But, didn't happen. It was too new at the time. There we go. They finally addressed that elephant in the room.
So then we see them do a successful cook, and they have a conversation.
And Walt's like, that Andrea chick's pretty good. Would be a shame if something happened to her.
Well, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. It was like, that like Andrea, that. She loves you so much, baby. I didn't know if this was him manipulating him manipulating Jesse again, or if it was him earnestly.
I felt it was very much manipulating him.
Okay.
That's what I mean, I guess that's good job, Bryan Cranston, because it is hard to tell.
Yeah. So I guess in the end, when he breaks up with her, that's exactly what Bryan Cranston wanted the whole time.
Yeah. And I guess maybe to your point, like, cause at the end, Jesse brings it up and Walt kind of doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I broke up with her, blah, blah, blah. And Walt's like, what? I don't care. We're talking about money.
Yeah. Mm. It was sad though, because it seemed like, you know, Jesse in that moment was talking about how good he was feeling and how everything was kind of coming together for him, and to have Walt manipulate him that way to take away something he loved, basically just to protect the business and have Jesse do himself some more. It's so fucking awful. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, for sure. We have, I think, two and a half more like big scenes to get through. We have Marie showing up at the house.
Yes. So when
I love this scene, this is a good scene.
Okay, yeah, so this is where Walt comes home and Marie's in the house, and he's like, what do you mean she had a breakdown? And she's like, I don't know, she yelled shut up at me a bunch. What's going on with her?
And he said, and Walt said, she's been taking classes.
Yeah.
Meisner classes. And she was just doing an exercise, Marie, you cow, which I felt was out of character. She's not bigger, but he called her a cow. Why do you do that?
It's also rude. It's like, come on, Walt, you're not this like the image of health here. Don't be dunking on Marie's body.
Yeah, dude, and she looks great.
She's keeping it tight. Marie's keeping
wood
it
goose.
Tight. Yeah, wood absolutely goose.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're pro goose and on this podcast. We're pro goose and Marie, and we're anti calling.
Only if she welcomes it.
That's only if she welcomes it. Yeah, yes. And anti calling women cows or men cows or cows cows.
Why can't we call cows cows?
Because they're sensitive. So you can't utter that to them.
Oh, God.
I know. Why did I do that? That wasn't even a reference to anything. That was stupid.
So then let's see.
I still can't think of a third dog podcast.
I trust you that you'll get there.
I'll think of one. Okay, let's keep going.
So then she's like, why would smoking lady be upset? She's you know, what's going on with her? And then, you know, Walt tells her about how she was having an affair with that Ted guy, who I want to see what the fuck this guy looks like, because he's got to be gorgeous. Like, because Marie before was like, he's really attractive. Like, I want to see an attractive guy. I love seeing attractive guys.
I'm excited. That's going to be a pretty wet episode when we watch that on both of our parts. It's gonna be a lot of you're gonna hear a lot of drip 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 on the microphone, if you know what I mean,
because we're just gonna be just drooling, and
both of our vaginas are just gonna be splashing water.
Well, I'll be lactating.
And you'll be like, you lactate when you're turned on.
Then Marie's like, I'm so frightened by the fact that my sister had an affair. I have to leave right now after an awkward hug. Makes me feel bad. Like,
And Ted had some sort of accident. I just want to make sure you remember that.
That he had a concussion and he broke a bunch of vertebrae. But here's the thing. That means we get no rap on Ted's well-being here. All I know is that he's forever... Oh, you do?
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean...
If he died, then...
I think there's... Ted gets, and maybe this is just because I watched the show in the right order, I think Ted gets a great rap.
Okay.
But it's it's not necessary. Great and satisfying aren't necessarily the same.
Okay.
So that's all I'll say.
So we just know that he's going to be stuck in some way forever, you think?
I guess.
Well, I guess I'll find out in a couple episodes. I guess we'll find out. Because he said that it only happened like 3 weeks ago, so I imagine it's in the next few episodes.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've kind of discussed this, how the timeline of the show is incredibly short, because you've seen the pilot, and like most of the events of the show takes place just over a year.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
So.
And then only in this last season were there like any significant time jumps.
Okay, so maybe it won't be in the next few episodes. Maybe it'll be in the next.
We'll find out.
Okay. it is kind of funny. Cool. They keep saying the phrase, like, everything we've been through this year over and over again. And it's like, yeah, you guys seem to have had a pretty active year. Like,
dude, it's senior year.
It's senior year.
Dude.
It's going to be crazy.
It's when you got to decide, like, ah, fuck. Do I still want to date him in college? He's my high school boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be meeting other men, but I do like him a lot. But I don't know if I want to be tied down. So that's what they're all dealing with. It's senior year.
All right.
And she hugs Walt. Oh, there's no Walt Jr. in the. Oh, there's a. That's next. Skyler comes out to. They're watching Scarface.
Yeah. And that's got to be a stressful movie to listen to while you're on the brink of a mental break, and all you hear is gunshots in the background.
And the F word.
Oh, did they say the F word?
Not in this one, but presuming they watched it from the beginning.
Oh.
Unless they do what I do sometimes with John Wick clips where I'm like, I just want to watch a John Wick fight.
Well, yeah, she comes out and the boys are just being boys and the baby's also watching Scarface, which I thought, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. It's a baby.
You can say anything in front of a baby. Well, you would know better than me. But I'm pretty sure at that age, right? You can just like cuss and say pussy. And
sure. I mean, yeah, cussing, saying pushy, absolutely. But I don't think the babies don't like to hear loud noises. You know what I mean? They get like, they react to gunfire and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah. They'll be like, ah, shit, what was that? They don't want to hear like violence. They don't,
they become a Danny DeVito type creature and, ah, shit.
Son of a bitch. No, I think maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just didn't watch anything that was violent in front of my babies very often. But I will say, like, when Avery was 6 months old and any group of people would laugh around her, it was so startling she would start crying. So I imagine, like, gunfire would be startling to her, too, you know?
You've raised two children, one of which turned 10 yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you are the resident podcast. You're the baby expert.
I am.
On this podcast. I'm not. I'm a baby amateur.
I'm good at babies.
I don't know if anyone's still following this story arc, but remember Lady Baby?
Yeah.
My niece, I get to meet her tomorrow.
Is this the first time?
First time.
Man.
I met her on FaceTime, but God knows if she even recognizes that I'm a thing on that at this point. So yeah, we'll see what she's like.
How old is she now? She's like 2 months now?
5 months.
5 months?
It's been a while.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Babies are so great. I hope it still smells nice.
I'm sure she'll smell nice, except for when she shits her drawers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Newborn babies smell really good. It's really weird.
Well, she's not newborn. She's kind of ripe now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. 5 months. My dad smells so good.
Like, she better get started, like, planning for shit.
Like, retirement?
Retirement and just, like, I don't know, like, she's not going to look this good forever.
Yeah, she's got to make sure she moisturizes for sure. Sunscreen's really important.
She's got to lock someone down. Whether it doesn't matter if it's a guy or a girl, but they need to be rich.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I tell that to my children every single day. Say, why are you not married yet? You need to marry a rich person, please. Mm-hmm.
My brother's probably listening to this, so like, hey man, make sure she marries someone rich. she can be rich too. That's fine, but you got to marry someone rich.
You got to marry someone rich.
Mm-hmm. So the baby's watching Scarface, and I checked with the baby department of this podcast. Her name's Meg, and she doesn't approve of that.
No, I would like it if they stopped showing the baby Scarface.
Mm-hmm. and then we get to, God damn it. Oh, the counting of the big money piles.
Yes, this scene was where I thought communication was lacking on a lot of parts.
Yeah, because I get why Mike... I get why Walter, I mean, you don't, the details are vague for you, but Walter did something to destroy the old operation, but there's still people hanging on and, like, need to be paid for their silence, and now he's starting the new operation, but doesn't want any part of, like, keep paying for that silence. I get. I would do that. I also get Mike wanting him and, like, thinking they're owed from him, but Mike chose to get in business with them and never mentioned this. You fucking dogs. There's nothing at the door. Do you hear that? Do you hear that barking?
I heard the barking.
It's the other two dogs outside. There.
Those dogs are all rather. So
these two really went out of the closet, but I'm not doing that. You guys are in here with me. Okay. Sorry. Go on.
No. You go on. You go on.
Oh well, now we're stuck.
I want you to proceed.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah. Well, so Mike's just counting out all the different expenses you have selling a buttload of drugs, including drivers, drug dealers, the people you have to keep silent, the fumigators, Saul. I think that was it.
It seems like Walt in particular is being very greedy here. I understand that it's like I have this fat stack of cash and all of a sudden it's disappeared. But at the same time, it was one cook and he got $137,000. Plus, on the next cook, they won't have to pay this upfront fees from Jesse. So that's another $40,000. So it seems as though...
And you pointed this out, tax-free.
Yeah, tax-free. So thinking optimistically, just 10 more cooks and they each have, you know, $1.45 million.
I should have put my phone on silent.
Seems as though he's just getting a little cocky there.
Yeah, no. Especially because, goddamn, $137,000? That would change my life.
Yeah.
You can buy a house with that. That's a house. He got a house.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just so much money. Guys, I want another stimulus check.
I would like one. I think there's going to be some more stimulus checks. I think there might
be. Yeah, I don't know if I'm getting $1,200 again. That was sweet.
I think you'll get $1,200 again. I think I'll get whatever it is because I have a dependent on my taxes, so that's cool.
Oh, God. Love those dependents.
Yeah.
Sure would like one someday.
Would you?
I don't know. I go back and forth.
That's fair. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I go back. Some days I'm like, man, I'd be a great father. And other days I'm like, oof, you would be a bad father. So who knows?
Anybody is always on. I have good days and bad days. You know.
You and I are certainly not on as much as we normally are for this episode. And guys, that's fine.
There's always another episode, just like there's always another day to make it right with your kid.
Listen, next week's episode, I'll tease this right now, one of my top five episodes of the show.
Is that right?
Yeah, I fucking love next week's episode. I think you will too for a very specific reason I can't mention right now.
It's probably because I get to see Bob Odenkirk's butt cheeks or something.
No comment.
Okay.
But you do actually see his butt cheeks, I think, in Better Call Saul. So someday we'll get to that. But no comment on what's next week. So, yeah, he doesn't pay him a bunch, and then Walter gets his money. He brings up someone named Victor who got his throat cut. More on that later. But that's the episode. I don't know. Even I would give, like, me, who loves the show, would probably give this episode a B+.
Yeah, this was a B or B+ episode for myself.
For sure.
I was just feeling there was something that, like, really rubbed me the wrong way. Oh, well, I guess we could talk about a little bit how Jesse was like, hey, I broke up with Andrea because it's the right thing to do, and I'm going to still take care of him because that's the right thing to do. And yeah, Walt's like, leave me alone. Fuck off. Like,
God, Jesus. We're money, bro. Dude.
But even,
dollar bills.
Even Jesse brought up good points about, like, hey, this is like a bigger piece of the pie. We own it. We're not employees. Mm-hmm. We're doing better. We're making more money. But for some reason, Walt is just so greedy, goddammit. I don't know what his deal is.
It's like when I would steal DVDs from Best Buy, and I would set up a table outside of Best Buy called Adam's Electronics, and I would sell them. And I wasn't making as much money as Best Buy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not in the Dow. But every dollar in there, I got to keep.
So there you go.
So that's, yeah. I just got flashbacks to that moment. Obviously, until I got arrested. But but up until then, I had a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean,
not as much as the Best Buy Corporation.
But how could you? Mm-hmm. You're just one man.
But more than I made as a cashier.
So, There you go.
So, All right, let's talk about fucking under fives. There's a couple of them.
Are there?
Yeah, there's Darla.
Who, wait, who? Darla was the lady, behind the glass case in the prison? Darla.
She rocks. Yeah, Darla. Talk about her. Yeah, hey, Darla, a.k.a. Kristen Hansen. You look great. You got a good headshot. And you're in a bunch of shit. Yeah. Oh, Darla gets after it. She sends gifts to her agent to make sure that they still know, hey, put me up for stuff.
Yeah.
Because she's in some show called Graves.
Okay.
And she's in Jane Got a Gun.
Oh.
And she's in a show called Manhattan.
Ooh.
And I'm trying to see if there's like something I've fucking heard of. That's not a knock on her. Just it's a lot of like smaller shows. Okay. She has a lot of smaller roles in some stuff that I haven't heard of, but you know what? All that shit pays.
So good for you, Darla.
So good for you. You're a working actress. Literally, what's her name again? Kristen. Yeah. Here's the thing about Kristen. She has a bajillion friends, probably in LA, who would die for her career. So that is a peek into what it's like. Anyway. Okay. So after her. So, okay. I need your help on this. The homeowner had exactly 5 lines. Do we talk about him?
Yeah.
Okay. His name's Mike Ostrowski. I think he's pretty funny. And he played homeowner, in parentheses, as Mike Ostrowski.
Okay, good for him.
So good on you. Sorry, I mean, and it's being a little slow. But looks like his IMDb photos him at some sort of event. Holy shit. The amount of things this guy is in post-production is insane.
Mike, has he blown up since this episode? Is he just, he's had his career boom? Got a lot of posts?
Looks like it's a lot of short films, so okay. I don't know. But he's in Modern Family in 2 different years, in 2 different roles.
Oh, all right.
That's fun, as mover and passenger. That pays a lot. he was in Narcos? Good on you. He was in a bunch of Fuller House as, it looks like, a teacher, as Mr. Beinberg.
All right.
Oh, and he was in Glow. God damn it. Okay, so this guy is just...
booking.
Rolling in money. Yeah. He's rolling in residuals. That Fuller House is on Netflix, so I'm pretty sure you just get like a steady residual check, right?
You get a buyout.
You get a buyout. Oh, dude, you got bought out, bro.
That's not always great.
Ah, shit. I'm sorry, dude. and then the last one, and so you have to... So let's say I'm an under five, but I have an under five part in 2 different episodes. Does that count?
They're 2 different episodes. So for our instances, it's not the, is it the same character in 2 episodes?
So yes, but it's this episode and then 2 different episodes of Better Call Saul this character is in.
I think for our purposes, it counts in this episode.
Okay, then I'm going to refer to Ira the Bugman, who also had exactly 5 lines.
All right, right on, Ira.
He shows up in 2 episodes of Better Call Saul with meatier parts.
That's funny.
But in Breaking Bad, he's not a guest star.
So he's a co-star in Better Call Saul. Or I'm sorry, in Breaking Bad.
Yeah, but he's in a bunch of shit. I don't think we really need to, like, he doesn't need the Breaking Backwards bump.
Okay.
But his name's Frank Ross, and he looks pretty cool. And his scene in Better Call Saul was a highlight of this last season for me. He was really good in it. He's a funny dude. I'm assuming he teaches improv somewhere. I don't know. He looks like he teaches improv. And I mean that as both a compliment and a diss.
Yeah, that makes sense? I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, he looks like a nice guy. He also looks like 5 different improv teachers I've had.
Maybe he's all of them.
Yeah, maybe he is. I think that's it. I think that's all of them.
All right.
And I think that's it for you and I, too. And, like, listen, if you're going to, later on, you're going to rank every episode of Breaking Backwards, this probably won't make the top 10.
It's okay, though.
That's fine. Not every break, there's 63 episodes of Breaking Bad. Not all of those are in the top 10. Mathematically, that's impossible.
Exactly.
So, just rate, review, and subscribe. Lie when you share this on your social media and say it's just such a fun one. tell your friends, this show's a rocket ship. It just keeps going. It keeps getting better and better.
And you owe us one more dog podcast pun, so you have to do that right now.
Oh, God damn it. I've been just thinking about how to make cereal into one.
Ruffreel?
That's just cramming a word in. That's
I know.
Not a pun.
I can't. Because really
I'm also dancing around. Paw Save America.
Ah.
Got it. Paw Save America. Yeah, where they get their hot takes from Paw Save America. go listen to that podcast where they're... God damn it. I was trying to think of another one, and I flew too close to the sun. Okay.
Oh.
To you, fair listener...
Of mighty good Heisenberg.
Good Heisenberg.
To you, fair listener. Bye.